This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley, Bradley's still on the roads, still doing some ministering and heading on his way back home. So I'm going to be with you today and, Lord willing, tomorrow. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, though I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God for all matters of faith and practice. And that just doesn't mean inside the church walls, folks. That means in our homes, in our businesses, in our government, anywhere and anything that we do. I am reading a book on A.W. Tozer. And I'm really being challenged by that all of our life is to be looked at as worship of God. How are we relating to God in every aspect of our life? Not just when we're at church, not just when somebody plants the moniker of Christian on us, but are we holding fast the word of truth? Are we being faithful every day in everything that we do, that we say, and the motives that we have? Are we being pleasing to the one who has called us by his own name and redeemed us by the blood of his son? I'm going to fill in for Bradley today. Like I said, I'm coming to you live from the U.S. occupied great state of South Carolina. If you want to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to look at that in just a little bit. Also, if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. We've got a treat for you coming up, hopefully, in the next segment. Real excited to speak with a former FBI agent that we confirmed to come on the show here just a few minutes before the show. We're going to talk a Las Vegas shooting from his standpoint, and so we'll get to him in just a little bit. But I want to point you over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a couple of things that came in over the weekend in case you have not seen them. One is with regards to the Vegas shooting. Mandalay Bay and MGM ban on-site investigator. Armed guards and FBI agent throw him out of his room. This guy was there for less than 24 hours taking pictures, making his report from Twitter, basically, out of his room in the Mandalay Bay. And they removed him from the facility. He received an order that he is banned, that if he goes back on the property, he'll be trespassing, and also on MGM as well. And he was giving video evidence or video and photographic evidence of the security cameras that are there, the freight elevator, how there's nothing necessary that, you know, you have to use specific to access that. And isn't it interesting that this hotel, within 24 hours, will kick him out for no really good reason? I mean, anybody can go in there and see the things that he's showing. And yet they allow this alleged shooter to do all the things that he did for a number of days with without any consequence. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll let you be the judge of what's going on there. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hungary fears Soros influence in election after he injects $18 billion into a foundation that we've seen a lot come out of the prime minister there in Hungary dealing with Soros and some of the things that are taking place in this country because of Muslim migration, and they have taken measures to stop that. And so that's a good thing, but they're concerned, obviously, that he's meddling in their politics. And I don't know why somebody is not bringing this man up on charges somewhere or another. He's being sued. I knew that was a lawsuit. But even in our own country, why are we not bringing him up on charges of, you know, interference and things of this nature? Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Trump State Department still is discriminating against Syrian Christian refugees. Yes, they are, folks. You know, and President Trump said, we're going to help these people. We're not going to let this happen. We're going to help these people. The Muslims are being allowed in something like 1,900 to 2,000 versus about 30-something Christians from Syria. Okay? That's under the Trump State Department. And people can say, well, that's Rex Tillerson. Well, maybe it is, but who does he answer to? You know, we need more men like Harry Truman that says, you know, the buck stops here. The buck stops with me. If those that I appointed are not doing the job, then you come to me. I take the fall for that. And I don't mean just I take the fall for it. There's got to be some consequences if you're going to take the fall. If you're going to accept the responsibility, there has to be that comes about as well. Also, there's a poll that had come out that showed that Judge Roy Moore is in a very tight race down in Alabama for U.S. Senate. And apparently that's a bit of a problem. And that comes from Fox News. So, see, folks, Fox News doesn't get it right all the time either. You still have to be on your guard. And I was talking with Bradley over the weekend. Seems a lot of people in the Tea Party movement and all have gone back to sleep since Donald Trump is in office. You're not being as active. You're not being as vigilant. You need to be so even more now. Okay, you need to be so even more now. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What if Linda Sarsour's husband forbade her to leave the house? She's the one pushing Sharia law, right? And what she wants to tell you is about the not charging you any usury or interest on your loans, which is great because the Bible teaches that too, at least for your own countrymen. You don't do that. But what she doesn't tell you is about how your husband can beat you and you're a piece of property to him and he can keep you at home if he wants. She doesn't tell you those things. I wonder what would happen, you know, if her husband decided to take that Quran really serious. Somehow, I think some of these Muslims are actually hypocrites to what they claim. Others that they claim are extremists are really the devout guys. They actually believe what the Quran teaches, the life of Muhammad. They want to follow in his footsteps. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, poll finds that opinions are unchanged on guns following the Vegas shooting. People are still entrenched where they are. No amount of laws, you can write all the laws you want to. All you're going to do is make criminals of law-abiding citizens because they're unconstitutional. They infringe on the rights of the people, the Second Amendment. And as our guest, I had a conversation with him just before coming on the air and really appreciated his candor. I was a little fiery at him, so I'm going to have to apologize to you a little bit, but I appreciate the fact that he is one who understands where law comes from, and it comes from God, and we're going to talk to him after the break. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, speaking of the FBI, they busted 120 sex traffickers, and they rescued dozens of sexually exploited children in Operation Cross Country. This is the 11th year that's been there. After the break, we're going to have a former FBI agent to come on. Let's talk lawsuits from his perspective. Buckle up. Hang on. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join us anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We don't do Chinese buffet here, so we're talking Las Vegas shooting, and on the line I've got a guest, John Guandola. He is a former FBI agent under both Bush the Second and Obama. He served for 13 years, and I had the privilege of speaking to him just before the show. I came on kind of fiery because I like to challenge things. I want to see where somebody's at. And you know what? John took me to task. I appreciate you being here, John. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and I want to apologize to you. I didn't mean to come on so fiery, but, you know, we hear so much of corruption, and at least with you, a lot of any kind of questions that I have, simply because without being coerced or anything, you began to speak to the law, where the law comes from. It comes from God, not from man, and those kinds of things, and I'm sorry if I was a little harsh, but I like to hear a guy that comes out and says, this is the way it is, it's this way, and so I appreciate your candor in that. And we're going to talk Las Vegas shooting. So, I've sent a message to Bradley. I want to have you on after that little conversation. I want to have you on so that maybe you can help us understand what goes on behind the scenes, at least from your perspective and your experience, and how you teach the law to other agents, other local law enforcement, and things like that. So maybe we'll try to have that in the future. But let's talk Las Vegas shooting. It's been several weeks now. We are told that there is one shooter, Stephen Paddock. There are a lot of people who believe there are a lot of unanswered questions. I was giving before the break, I don't know if you heard it, but I reported over the weekend there was a guy who went in to investigate. He was just simply taking pictures of the facilities, pointing out certain things, asking certain questions, and he was met at the door by a couple of armed security guards and an FBI agent that escorted him off the premises. He was given a ban notice that if he came back on MGM property or the Mandalay Bay property, that he would be found for trespassing. That's just the latest that I have. I don't know what you have and what your perspective is in that, but you want to kind of keep the ball rolling as to what your perspective is on that?
Yes, please, because there's a lot to discuss. Let me first just say, understanding the threat was, and as of right now, is still the only organization in the United States. We called it first a jihadi operation, and we're the only ones that are standing on it today, although slowly and painfully others are creeping our direction, but nobody is openly saying it. 6:30 Monday morning after the attack, we sent out a social media on Twitter. We sent out a tweet on Twitter saying highly likely that it was a jihadi attack, and by Tuesday morning, we had published a full article detailing why our assessment was and continues to be that this was a jihadi attack. And so I want to just give a few quick nuggets for your audience, and then we can kind of open up the discussion there. And I want to start with these. I'm just going to bang through them real quick. Last spring, the Islamic State identified by name Las Vegas, and in their imagery, they had a blood smear over the imagery of Las Vegas. Then in September, meaning just a few weeks before the attack, they again issued threats identifying Las Vegas as a target. Then a few days before the attack, they called for Muslims to stay away from large gatherings of non-Muslims and had previously and also in this described the type of attack, the type of event that would be attacked. And then on Sunday, that type of event was attacked. In a manner, the manner and means by which it was attacked would certainly lead you to believe that was the most likely outcome, was that that was a jihadi attack. Then we have Monday morning, the Islamic State claims the attack several hours after we had already put out our social media piece off of understanding the threat. Then Monday afternoon, the Islamic State again claims the attack, and then, and I'm talking East Coast time, and then early Tuesday morning, East Coast time, they put out their third. Since then, they've put out two more, and one of the Islamic State, I will call him a scholar, has put out a piece saying, do you think that we can't use old white men? Do you think that our tactics can't change? So you've got all that. And one of the things, the last two things I want to lay out on the table is that one of the, I think it was the third announcement that they put out, the format by which the Islamic State claimed this attack said Stephen Paddock had converted to Islam and that in fact he was a soldier of the caliphate. The means by which they did that, it's a specific imagery that they use is the imagery that signifies it was an Islamic State operation, and al-Baghdadi himself was aware of it. Now, they have never, and I want to be clear for your listening audience, the Islamic State has never, ever claimed an attack in the West that did not, in fact, was not an Islamic State operation or inspired, you know, by the Islamic State.
Sure.
Put all that together, the logical outcome is you would follow that investigative path.
Sure, and I understand that. Now, let me clarify something. You're saying the day after, you're saying we put out this. Now, I introduced you as former FBI. Are you saying that's FBI, or is that an organization, another organization you're tied to?
Right. No, that's yes. Thank you for the clarification. No, that's my organization. Understanding the threat. Understanding the threat. So after I left the FBI, I was recruited by the Department of Defense and did strategic analysis for them for several years until President Obama defunded our work. And then I created in 2012 Understanding the Threat, which is at understandingthethreat.com online. And so I've continued the same work of analyzing the threat. And we're the only ones in the country that have assessed it this way. But I'll also say we're the only ones in the country whose programs our 3-day law enforcement programs or programs for civilians, where we give people the tools, and specifically leaders, state leaders and law enforcement, the ability to ID, map out, and dismantle the jihadi networks in their areas. So we put meat on the bone where others do not. And so that, I just think that's a good place to start this discussion today.
Yeah. Well, we could use that in our area because in my county, actually just right up the road from me, there is a long-time jihadi camp, one that the FBI does know about. It's Islamisville in South Carolina. So we could use that here in York County as well. But the reason I wanted to clarify was because here you are, a former FBI agent, and yet the FBI itself came out and said, there's no connection to the Islamic State here. It was, what's this guy's name, Aaron Rouse, a special agent in charge. I mean, he's saying, I mean, for days, I don't even know if they've even come around to saying that it is, but they're basically saying there's no evidence of this, that, and the other. As soon as I heard that the guy's wife or girlfriend, whoever it is, was from the Philippines, and we know that's a hotbed for Islamic jihadis, to me, that sort of struck a nerve of saying this. And one thing we want to point out, like what you were saying, where they said we can use old white guys. We're hearing this charge when we speak to Islam. We're talking about the ideology, the teachings of Muhammad, the hadith, and things of this nature. We're talking an ideology. We're not talking, I mean, I believe there's only one race of people. God created the human race. And from that, there's a variety of ethnicities that we have, a variety of cultures. But there's only one race. And so this is not a racial issue. This is an ideological issue, and it is anti-American. It is anti-Christian. And so you're identifying a problem that's sort of breeding in our society. What can we do besides just learn about these things of what you're saying here? What can we do lawfully as citizens to be helpful in dealing with this, besides the obvious, in my estimation, is to start confronting jihadis, confronting Islamists with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because the only thing that's going to change the heart of people is the gospel. We're not going to change it with more laws. I know that. And we're certainly going to change it with the FBI or the CIA or any form of government. What would you say are some things we can do to help in these issues, especially concerning something like the Las Vegas shooting?
Okay, so that is a great question. It's a big question. So let me try to keep a concise answer and then go in whichever direction you'd like to go. I want to point out for your audience that whether we're talking about the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah or Hamas or Boko Haram or Abu Sayyaf, any of these violent jihadi groups, or we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood or other Islamic movements around the world.
John, hang on to that. We're up against a hard break here. We'll be back and let you finish that thought on the other side. Hang on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Halftime here. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have as our guest today John Guandolo. He is a former FBI agent of 13 years under the Bush and Obama administrations. We're talking Las Vegas shooting. John, before the break, sorry I had to cut you off. I brought that up and I didn't look at the clock before that came on. But we were talking about ways that people can stop things. And then after that, I've got a question. Bradley has sent me a question he wants me to ask you. Some of these I don't know that you'll be able to answer, but because they're not specific in your organization and things. But we were talking about how can citizens be affected in that. I mentioned the gospel, obviously, in changing the hearts of men, even those who believe in Islam. God is saving people out of those people as well who hold to those things as well. You wanted to finish your thought?
Yes. So there's several pieces, and I'll try to do this briefly. But all the organizations I named, the violent jihadi groups, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and others, the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is the international body that encompasses every Muslim nation on earth, there are 56 nations plus the Palestinian territories, 57 states, and all of them, including the nation states, say that they seek to impose Sharia on the world. So the Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iran all have the same objective as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, which is to impose Sharia, Islamic law, on the world. And So you have to begin there in your understanding of the problem before we can discuss solutions. Now, as it ties into the Vegas shooting, it was literally hours after the shooting that the FBI said this has nothing to do with terrorism. Now, how in the world could they know that? And in an article that I wrote at understandingthethreat.com, I quoted, and this was the Friday or so after the attack, and I quoted a colleague of mine who was is in the FBI still, and I think it's worth saying is that what he said was there is a automatic, like, knee-jerk reaction to discard Islam or the Islamic State as being a possibility for being responsible for this. And that's what you're getting. And the question is, how does that happen? And it's because the Muslim Brotherhood's intent in this war is not to beat us on the battlefield. It's to win the information war. It's to win the propaganda war. And that, I think, is something that has to be understood. There was an interview given about a year ago by the guy who ran the Combating Terrorism and Technical Support Office for the DOD, the Department of Defense, the Pentagon. And he said on a national radio broadcast that the Muslim Brotherhood controls the national security decision-making process in the United States government when it comes to these issues, terrorism and Islamic matters. And we concur. Professionally understanding the threat concurs. So when you understand that, to answer your question then, what is the solution? When you look at the massive network that the Brotherhood has here and the Islamic network has here, not just Muslim Brotherhood, it's bigger than that, but just that, you're talking about thousands of mosques, you're talking about literally close to 800 Muslim student associations on every major college campus, which the government has identified as being part of the Muslim Brotherhood. You've got 300-plus Islamic societies across the United States and many businesses that support them. And so you've got this massive insurgent movement here. And to counter that from both a military warfighting standpoint and a practical standpoint has to be done at the local level. So local police become the tip of the spear, and citizens become the most important key, as they always are in America. So that's why understanding the threat, that's why we spend the bulk of our time trying to educate citizens who can then encourage their law enforcement, specifically sheriffs, because they're the most powerful law enforcement officers, and citizens can encourage their pastors to speak truth about this issue. Our experience is that the majority of pastors are silent on this issue in the United States. And if only 10% or so after 9/11 has spoken truth about Islam, I don't believe we'd be where we are today in such a bad situation here in the United States. But pastors of all denominations, for the most part, not all of them, but a large percentage, have been silent. Or they've actually defended Islam, saying that we all worship the same God as Islam, which is just categorically not true from a basic logic and philosophical level.
Well, yeah, and I think from I think at a theological issue, and let me say, everybody's a theologian. You're either a bad one or you're a good one. And part of the problem, I think, John, in that, you may agree, you may not agree, is people's eschatology. I think in 19th century America, we allowed this, what I see as this last day's madness. That's a guy I work for, Gary DeMar. That's what he titled his book. People allowed in what is dispensationalism. It set the law in the Old Testament, the God in the Old Testament, apart from, I don't know how you do this, the God in the New Testament. That sounds weird to me. It's the same God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. He's the one who gave the law at Sinai. He's the one who reiterated it in the Sermon on the Mount. He's the one who gave his life to save people from sin, which was violation of God's law. So they wanted to separate out that. They wanted to separate out the church from Israel when they're the same thing. They're the people of God. They wanted to separate out Jews, which we can go into the whole thing of Judaism. I don't want to get into that argument right now. But all of what we're seeing today, let's bring it down to a biblical perspective. And then we can deal with that of what you're talking about. God said if the people won't follow him in Deuteronomy, if they won't keep to his commandments, and I stress this to parents, Deuteronomy 6, if you don't teach these things to your kids when they're getting up, when they're lying down, when you're walking, when you're in the way, when you post them on your doorhouse, and you're going to send your kids out to the public indoctrination centers, which are godless, they're not going to point them to the law of God. They're not going to point them to the Creator. They're going to point them to Darwinism. Okay, they're going to point them to follow whatever their heart leads them to, which their heart is wicked and deceives them. It deceives everyone. God says if you won't do these things, he's going to bring judgment. There's going to be a curse. And part of that curse you can find in Deuteronomy 28. He says, you're going to have sons and daughters, but they'll not be yours, for they will go into captivity. The cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce of your ground. The alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you'll go down lower and lower. He will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He'll be the head, you'll be the tail. We're seeing that now, and I see what you're saying is the Muslim Brotherhood has got so infiltrated within our own government. Do you think they're behind the whitewashing of Islam and sort of this FBI, I want to call it a cover-up because they're not telling the truth about it, with Las Vegas, San Bernardino, whatever the case may be?
Well, the answer is yes, and it's not do I think. It's that we, when we brief law enforcement, we walk them through using facts. For instance, in 2000 and, we go to 2011 when the Islamic Society of North America, Muslim Brotherhood, Council on American Islamic Relations, Muslim Brotherhood, that's actually a Hamas, which is the Palestinian Muslim Brotherhood, the Muslim Public Affairs Council and others went to the White House and said this training going on in the government dealing with Islam offends us, offends Muslims, so you need to shut it down, and President Obama did. And instead of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the FBI director, the DHS secretary saying, you know, this is good stuff, we're going to keep doing it, they all kowtowed and they pushed it out. So there's no training and hasn't been for a number of years in the government on the types of things that understanding the threat teaches. As a matter of fact, when we train law enforcement, the usual response is 100% of the law enforcement we teach, including FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force people, will say, number one, we've never heard this, and number two, we believe now that we have, it's critical to protecting our community. So that's the first part. You go back to the 9/11 Commission report, and we actually had the Muslim Public Affairs Council write a letter to the chairman of the 9/11 Commission saying that the language you're using, blaming Islam for the problem, you know, for 9/11 and et cetera, which they did, he said, you know, that's no good. We need to find different terminology. And when you actually look at what happened, I can tell you exactly what happened. The 9/11 Commission report used the word Islam over 300 times, Muslim 145 times, Jihad 126 times. That letter comes in from the Muslim Brotherhood, and the 2009 FBI terrorism report, zero for all three of those words. The 2009 National Intelligence Strategy, zero. You come up to 2014's National Intelligence Strategy, does not mention those words at all. That is how the enemy intends to win this entire war, because if we can't use the words they use to define themselves, then we can never identify the threat and we can never target the threat and defeat it. That's
no, I
how
agree.
They intend to win the war.
Yeah, no, I agree. And a lot of it comes through what we know is taqiyya. It is a deception to make it think that, oh, they're just a peaceful religion. They're protected under the First Amendment, which I don't think they are. I think the First Amendment applies to Christianity. I don't think it applies to everything that wants to call itself a religion. If people believe that stuff, then nobody can claim anything against Moloch. In fact, most conservatives would be well to keep their mouths shut about Planned Parenthood because they're into child sacrifice as well. John, let me ask you something. You told us you want to stay for two segments. Do you want to stay through the end of the hour? Bradley's going to be on the line. I think he's got a question. When I said, do you want to stay or do you have to go?
Sure, yeah, I can actually stay now.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. We'll be right back after this break. People, stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. We're here with the former FBI agent, John Guandolo. And on the line, John, we've got Bradley Dean. He is head of Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And Bradley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for jumping on the radio today, my friend, on such short notice. As I'm listening to this conversation, I'm actually bumping up against Atlanta right now, so I only have 20 hours to drive, guys. But I had to jump in on this conversation. Let me just bring this about line upon line, precept upon precept, as quick as I can. After September 11th, the first thing that came to my aid is exactly what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly said. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, going fast forward, if you look at the bureaucracies that have been created, not against the Muslims, not against the radicals, not against the jihadists, but against the American people, they've omitted these meanings that you were just talking about during the last segment, John, and they have now redefined what a terrorist is. And they have redefined it to the revisionist to basically attack Americans that reject a new world order. Taking it a step forward through the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, they'll have 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. That would be me and you. Going forward to the Las Vegas shooters, it's interesting how the narrative to the state-controlled media has been changed not one time, not two times, but now three times, and we have seen the sheriff directed by the FBI as to where they're supposed to go and where they're not supposed to go. We also see that the radios coming from the police during the time of the shooting, that there was multiple shooters. Eyewitness after eyewitness after eyewitness have continuously brought forth their voice as to the fact that there was multiple shooters. Now, to say all that, to say this, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, I don't see a bunch of Muslim Brotherhood advocates or players on the field that are actually setting the narrative to whitewash what really took place in Las Vegas there. And I know that what you're saying is that this was the jihadis, this was the Muslims, this was the Hamas, and so on and so forth. But I don't see any of them players in the face of the American people omitting or ignoring or suppressing eyewitness information. I see the FBI doing that. I see the police doing that. And I definitely see the media do that. So how are we, during this conversation as to what I've been hearing, how are we making ends meet for the people to understand as to how this could have been a jihadi threat or a terrorist attack? I'm sorry.
Okay, so all good questions, but I want to say that the evidence on the table is the Islamic State has claimed the attack, and they've never not claimed one in the West that wasn't theirs. That's number one. Number two is the Muslim Brotherhood's stated objective, which was entered into evidence through their strategic memorandum. All of this is on our website at Understand the Threat, the evidence. But they say the way they're going to do what they want to do, which is establish an Islamic State under Sharia here in the United States. And whether you believe they can do it or not is not the point. The point is that they have a network to do it. They're doing it. And we can trace almost without exception all the terrorist attacks, if you will, the jihadi attacks, including 9/11 to today, to Muslim Brotherhood mosques and Islamic center societies here in the U.S. or other organizations. So I just want to kind of put that on the table. But their strategy says the way they do it is they wage civilization jihad by our hands. They get our leaders to do their bidding for them. So one
easy example
is when the U.S. State Department wrote the constitutions for Iraq and Afghanistan, they created Islamic states under Sharia, and that was al-Qaeda's objective. So we handed our enemy victory in the war, so we lost the war in 2005, yet they got us to keep fighting until even today, because we don't know, and this is the point, our leadership does not understand the threat. Now, I want to go back to the Vegas thing. With regards to other shooters, and I have seen a lot of these ideas floated on the Internet. But again, the way we operate on fact and evidence. So some of the stuff that's out there is garbage. Of course it's going to be. But I would also say I at least understand why people are putting this stuff out, because the government has been totally negligent in this shooting. This is the deadliest shooting attack in American history, and it's as if it, as today, it's as if it never happened. But I want to give you one thing that I think needs to be looked at. And I just found out yesterday that there's been some movement on this. There was a gentleman on social media named Brian Hodge, H-O-D-G-E, and he's an Australian living in Los Angeles. And to my knowledge, he's in Los Angeles right now, who on social media claimed that he was in, his room was 32134 in the Mandalay Bay right next to Paddock's room. Well, he put that out on Twitter, and in fact, 32134 is the room next to Paddock's room that Paddock was also shooting from. And then he claimed in a radio interview on Australian media that he was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay while the shooting was going on, and he heard it, and he grabbed people, and he got them in the elevator and left. And from there, his story goes downhill. And it just doesn't line up. He says he hid in the bushes in the Mandalay Bay for like 3.5 hours when actually his geolocator on his Facebook puts him, you know, 8 or 9 miles away. Now, there's much more to this, but just that alone a guy saying, I was in the room where the shooting was come from, that's the room I rented, and now if he's just a blowhard, well, maybe that's it. But some of the other things he said, logically, somebody would line up and say, well, at least we should talk to him. He still hasn't been interviewed as of this phone call, and we did find out that we were able to, a colleague of mine was able to push the information to somebody who works security for events like this, and literally dumped it on the FBI and said, what in the hell are you doing? But there is certainly practical leads. There are practical leads that have not been followed in this case, and I believe the reason is because they've shut the door that this in any way could be connected to the Islamic State. And let me give you one more avenue that should be approached, just real quickly. Mary Lou Donnelly, Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, is being represented by Matthew Lombard, the same attorney that represented Terry Nichols. Now, from as a former FBI agent and an investigator, Terry Nichols, as a matter of fact, because of the congressional report that Dana Rohrabacher published, as well as official documents from the military, put Terry Nichols in Cebu City in the Philippines at the exact same period for about 6 weeks as Ramzi Youssef, and we have testimony from people that said that they met Ramzi Youssef, the bomber for the first World Trade Center bombing from Al-Qaeda, met with Terry Nichols before the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, that just is curious that his attorney in his trial is the same attorney as Mary Lou Danley, and she's also from the Philippines. Now, it could just be he called her and said, hey, I'm a highfalutin attorney. You may want to use me because I'll get you off the hook or take care of you. But that raises serious questions. And the FBI did not, to my knowledge, from people that are inside the investigation, never raised that as a question. I'm just saying these are things that should logically either be washed out or pursued. And I just think the whole investigation has been a disaster from the word go.
Well, it has, John, and we're kind of at the end of the show. And one of the things is there's a couple of things you say there. You mentioned the first WTC bombing. I have a contact who is living currently in Mexico, who had her children taken away from her. She has alleged to me one of the guys involved in the first WTC bombing is the father of her child. She met colleague Sheikh Mohammed. She has named terrorists, Islamic terrorists, years before they showed up in the news. I mean, you kind of hear this woman's story, and it's bizarre. You're going like, you're crazy. And then you hear these names come up that she mentions that continue to permeate the news. And you're right, they're dropping the ball on this. But I've had guys out there who've been involved in the Bundy Ranch trials talk about Sheriff Lombardo and say they believe he is crooked as a dog's hind leg. So nothing surprises me out of any of that. We have a guy who's done acoustic analysis and believes there's at least two shooters in the matter. But we're up against the break. John, I want to thank you for joining us, and hopefully Bradley's going to let you come back. We can talk about law. I'd really like to do that sometime. So thank you for joining us. And folks, we'll see you in 23 hours. We'll catch you then. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.